Saturday Night Theatre.
The following program is brought to you courtesy of the BBC. We present Dashiell Hammett's The Maltese Falcon, dramatized by Michael Bakewell. In the role of Sam Spade, Tom Wilkinson, Bridget O'Shaughnessy, Jane Lapoterre, Mr. Gutman, Peter Vaughan, and as Joel Cairo, Nicholas Grace. San Francisco, 1928.
Thought you'd like a cup of coffee.
Thank you, sweetheart. Put it down, will you?
What are you reading?
Celebrated Criminal Cases of America. In default of anything coming my way. Anything new?
No, Sam.
No missing husbands or unfaithful wives who need tailing?
You should be grateful for that, at least.
Where is Miles, anyway?
Oh, he went out a couple of hours ago. Didn't say where he was going. Oh, I expect that's him now. There's a girl who wants to see you. Her name's Wonderly.
Customer?
Guess so. You'll want to see her anyway. She's a knockout.
Sure in, darling. Sure in.
Will you come in with Wonderly?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Won't you sit down, Miss Wonderly?
Thank you.
Now, what can I do for you?
Mr. Spade, could you...
Suppose you tell me about it from the beginning, and then we'll know what needs doing. Begin as far back as you can.
Oh, that was in New York.
Yes.
I don't know where she met him. I mean, I don't know where in New York. She's 5 years younger than I am, only 17. And we didn't have the same friends. I don't suppose we've ever been as close as sisters should be. Mama and Papa are in Europe. It would kill them. I've got to get her back before they come home.
Yes.
And they're coming home on the first of the month. I didn't know what she had done until her letters came. There wasn't anyone I could go to for advice. I didn't know what to do. I mean, what could I do?
But then her letter came.
Yes, and I sent her a telegram to general delivery at the post office here. I waited a whole week, but no answer came. So I came to San Francisco to get her. I wrote her I was coming. I shouldn't have done that, should I?
Maybe not. It's not always easy to know what to do. You haven't found her?
No, I haven't. I wrote her that I would go to the St. Mark, and I begged her to come and let me talk to her, even if she didn't intend to go home with me. But she didn't come. She didn't even send a message. It was horrible. I wrote her another letter to general delivery, and yesterday afternoon I went to the post office. I stayed there until after dark, but I didn't see her. I went there again this morning, and I saw Floyd Thursby. He wouldn't tell me where Kareem was. He wouldn't tell me anything except that she was well and happy, but that's what he'd tell me anyway, isn't it?
Sure, but it might be true.
He wouldn't take me to see her. He said she didn't want to see me. I can't believe that. He promised to tell her he had seen me, and to bring her to see me if she would come this evening at the hotel. He promised to come himself if she wouldn't. He said...
Excuse me, I didn't realize...
It's all right, Miles, come in. Miss Wonderly, this is Miles Archer, my partner.
Miss Wonderly?
Hello.
Miss Wonderly's sister ran away from New York with a fellow named Floyd Thursby. They're here in town. Miss Wonderly has seen Thursby and has a date with him tonight. Maybe he'll bring the sister with him. Chances are he won't. Miss Wonderly wants us to find the sister and get her away from him and back home, right?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Spade.
Well, we're always happy to help a lady in distress, aren't we, Sam?
You shouldn't have any trouble with it. It's simply a matter of having a man at the hotel this evening to shadow him away when he leaves and shadow him until he leads us to your sister.
Yeah, we can manage that for you, Miss Wonderly.
Oh, but you must be careful. He's a dangerous man. I honestly don't think he'd stop at anything. I don't believe he'd hesitate to kill Kareem if he thought it would save him.
You're sure he hasn't married her?
Oh, he has a wife and 3 children in England.
Oh, they usually do, though not always in England. What does he do for a living?
I don't know. I haven't the faintest idea.
What time is he coming to see you?
Oh, after 8 o'clock.
All right, Miss Wenderley, we'll have a man there. It'll help if you could...
Mr. Spade, could you, or Mr. Archer, could either of you look after it personally? I mean, I don't mean that the man you'd send wouldn't be capable, but... Oh, I'm so afraid of what might happen to Kareem. Could you? I'd expect to be charged, of course. $200. Would that be enough?
Yeah, it would. And I'll look after it myself.
Oh, would you, Mr. Archer? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Spade.
Not at all. It'll help some if you either meet Thursby downstairs or let yourself be seen in the lobby with him at some stage.
I will.
And don't look out for me. I'll see you all right.
Thank you, Mr. Archer. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Wenderley.
Goodbye.
Effie, will you show Miss Wenderley out?
$200. They're right enough. They had brothers in a bag.
Well, don't dynamite her too much. What do you think of her?
Sweet. You're telling me not to dynamite her. Maybe you saw her first, Sam, but I spoke first.
Well, you'll play hell with her, you will. You got brains. But go easy on her. Yeah, Spade. What about Miles? Burt Street. Where the hell's that? Off Bush Street. Sure, I know it. It'll take me 15 minutes.
What do you want?
Sam Spade. Tom Polehouse phoned me.
Sure you are. I didn't know you at first. They're back there. Bad business.
Yeah.
Hello, Sam. You didn't waste any time.
Hello, Tom.
I figured you'd want to see Miles before we took him away.
Where is he?
He's down there on the boulder. The shot must have knocked him right through the fence. He took a stretch of it with him.
Is that the gun?
A Webley. English, ain't it?
Yeah, a Webley-Fosberg automatic revolver. They don't make them anymore. How many gone out of it?
One pill. He must have been dead when he cracked the fence.
He was standing just about where you are now.
Right.
He was back to the fence.
Yeah, that's right.
The man that shot him stood about here. Lets him have it. Miles goes back, taking the top off the fence and going on through and down until the rock catches him right.
That's it. The blast burned his coat.
Who found him?
The man on the beach, showing. He was coming down Bush, and just as he got here, a car turning through headlights up here... He saw the top was off the fence. So he came up to look at it, found Miles.
What about the car that was turning round?
Not a damn thing about it, Sam. Schilling didn't pay any attention to it, not knowing that anything was wrong then. He says nobody didn't come out of here while he was coming down from Powell, or he'd have seen them. The fog's got the ground soggy, and the only marks are where Miles slid down and where this here gun rolled.
Anybody hear the shot?
Oh, for the love of God, Sam, we only just got here. Yeah, coming down for a look at Archer before we move him?
No.
You're sure?
You've seen him. You'd see everything I could.
His gun was tucked away on his hip, hadn't been fired, his overcoat was buttoned. There's $161 in his clothes. Was he working, Sam?
Yeah, he was.
Well?
He was supposed to be tailing a fellow named Floyd Thursby.
What for? What for?
Well, he was an Englishman, maybe. I don't know what his game was exactly. We were trying to find out where he lived. Look, don't crowd me, Tom. I'm going to break the news now to Miles' wife.
It's tough him getting it like that. Miles had his fault, same as the rest of us, but I guess he must have had his good points, too.
I guess so. Good night, Tom. Effie, now listen. Miles has been shot. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, now, don't get excited. Yeah. You'll have to break it to Iva. No, I'm damned if I will. You'll have to do it. That's a good girl. And tell her to keep away from the office. Tell her I'll be round to see her, but don't tie me to anything. That's the stuff. You're an angel. Bye.
God's sake, Tom, it's 4:30.
Just you let us in, Sam.
I see you brought your keeper with you. Hello, Dundee.
Hello, Spade.
Well, you better come in. Take a seat. I'm drinking Bacardi. That do?
That'll be fine, Sam.
Success to crime.
Sam, did you break the news to Miles's wife?
Uh-huh.
How did she take it?
I don't know anything about women, Tom.
The hell you don't.
What kind of a gun do you carry, Spade?
I don't carry a gun. I don't like them very much. Of course, there are some in the office.
I'd like to see one of them. You happen to have one here?
No.
You sure of that?
Look around. Turn the dump upside down if you want. I won't squawk if you got a warrant.
Oh, Sam, what the hell?
What do you want, Dundee? Talk turkey. Who the hell do you think you are coming in here in the middle of the night and trying to rope me?
All right, sit down and listen.
I'll sit or stand as I damn well please.
I warned you your foot was going to slip one of these days.
Everybody's foot slips sometimes.
And this is yours.
I don't like this, Dundee. What are you sucking around for? Tell me or get out and let me go to bed.
Who's Thursby?
I told Tom all I knew.
You told Tom damn little.
I knew damn little.
Why were you tailing him?
I wasn't. Miles was. For the swell reason that we had a client who was paying good United States money to have him tagged.
Who's the client?
You know, I can't tell you that until I've talked it over with the client.
You'll tell it to me or you'll tell it in court. This is murder, and don't forget.
I'll tell it or not, as I damn well please.
Oh, be reasonable, Sam. How can we turn away on Miles' killing if you won't give us what you've got?
You needn't get a headache over that. I'll bury my dead.
I thought you would. That's just exactly why we came to see you. Isn't it, Tom?
What's itching your boyfriend now?
Just this. Thursby was shot down in front of his hotel just 35 minutes after you left Barrett Street.
Take your goddamn paws off.
Tom says you were in too much of a hurry to even stop for a look at your partner, and you didn't go to Archer's house to tell his wife. We called up, and that girl in your office was there, and she said you sent her. Okay, I give you 10 minutes to get to a phone and do your talking to the girl. I give you 10 minutes to get to Thursby's hotel. You could do it easy in that time. And that gives you 10 or 15 minutes of waiting before he showed up. So, what time did you get home?
4:20. I walked around thinking things over.
Where did you do your walking?
Out Bush Street way and back.
Did you see anybody?
No, no, no witnesses. Ah, sit down, Dundee. You haven't finished your drink. Get your glass, Tom.
No thanks, Sam.
I'm sorry I got on my hind legs, but you birds coming in and trying to put the works on me made me nervous. Having Miles knocked off bothered me. It's all right. Now I know what you're up to.
Forget it.
Thursby die?
Yeah.
Tell me, how did I kill him? I forget.
He was shot 4 times in the back with a .44 or a .45 from across the street when he was going into the hotel. Nobody saw it, but that's the way it figures.
And he was wearing a Luger in a shoulder holster. It hadn't been fired.
What did the hotel people know about him?
Nothing except that it had been there a week.
Alone?
Alone.
What did you find on him or in his room?
What do you think we'd find?
Something to tell you who he was, what his store was.
We thought you could tell us that.
I've never seen Thursby, dead or alive.
We've asked what we came to ask. We've told you more than you've told us. You know me, Spade. If you did or you didn't kill him, you'll get a square deal out of me. I don't know that I blame you a hell of a lot, but that wouldn't keep me from nailing you.
Fair enough. But I'd feel a whole lot better about it if you drink your drink. Sweetheart. What's eating you?
She's in there.
Iva?
I'm afraid so.
I thought I asked you to keep her away.
You asked, but you didn't tell me how. Oh, don't be cranky, Sam. I had her all night.
I'm sorry, Angel. I haven't had much sleep either. And I've drawn a blank with the Wonderly woman. She's checked out of her hotel. She left a forwarding address. The Ambassador, Los Angeles. You might give it a try. You never know.
I will, Sam.
Well, here we go. Hello, Iva.
Sam, I must talk to you.
I know, I know. Poor darling. Look, I don't have much time.
Oh, Sam, did you kill him?
And who put that bright idea into your head?
I thought it was possible. Be kind to me, Sam.
You killed my husband, Sam. Be kind to me. Jesus Christ. Now, Iva, don't. He shouldn't have come here today, Precious. It wasn't wise. You can't stay. You ought to be home.
You'll come tonight?
Not tonight.
Soon?
Yeah.
How soon?
As soon as I can. Oh. Goodbye, Iva. Did you kill him? Jeez. Jesus Christ.
Well, how did you and the widow make out?
She thinks I shot Miles.
So you could marry her?
The police think I shot Thursby.
Who's he?
Who do you think I shot? The guy Miles was supposed to be tailing. Did you try the ambassador?
Yes, they have no reservation for a Miss Wanderley. Are you going to marry Iva?
Don't be silly.
She doesn't think it's silly. Why should she, the way you played around with her?
I wish to God I'd never seen her.
Oh, maybe you do now, but there was a time.
I never know what to do or say to women except that way. And then I didn't like Miles.
Do you suppose she could have shot him?
You're an angel. A scatterbrained angel.
Oh, am I? Well, suppose I told you that your Iva hadn't been home many minutes when I arrived to break the news at 3 o'clock this morning?
Are you telling me?
She kept me waiting at the door while she undressed. I saw her clothes where she dumped them on a chair. Her singlet was still warm.
You're a detective, darling, but she didn't kill him.
Oh, that louse wants to marry you, Sam. Did you see her last night, Sam?
No.
Honestly?
Honestly. Don't act like Dundee, sweetheart.
Look at me, Sam. Oh, you worry me. You always think you know what you're doing, but you're too slick for your own good, and someday you're going to find that out.
I'll get it. Spade. It's about time. Where are you? The coronet, 1001. Yeah, what did he say? LeBlanc. I'll be right over. That was our Miss Wonderly, or LeBlanc, as she now calls herself. Oh, have the Spade and Archer taken off the door, and Samuel Spade put on.
Don't you think it's a bit soon?
That's the way it is, dear. Good morning.
Come in, Mr. Spade. I'm sorry everything is in such a mess. I haven't finished unpacking. Please, sit down.
So?
Mr. Spade, I've a terrible, terrible confession to make. The story I told you yesterday was all a story.
All that. We didn't exactly believe your story.
You didn't? Then why did you...
We believed your $200.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean that you paid us more than if you'd been telling the truth.
And even now you'd still be willing to help me?
That depends. The hell of it is, Miss... Is your name Wonderly or LeBlanc?
It's really O'Shaughnessy. Bridget O'Shaughnessy.
The hell of it is, Miss O'Shaughnessy, that a couple of murders coming together like this makes the police all stirred up. Makes everybody hard to handle and expensive.
Mr. Spade, tell me the truth. Am I to blame for last night?
Not unless there are things I don't know about. You warned us that Thursby was dangerous.
Thank you. But I'll always blame myself. Mr. Archer was so alive
yesterday,
so...
There's no time for worrying about that now. Out there, a flock of policemen and district attorneys are running around with their noses to the ground. What do you want to do?
I want you to save me from it all. Mr. Spade, do they know about me?
Not yet. That's why I've been stalling them till I could see you.
But must they know about me at all? I think I'd rather die than that, Mr. Spade. I can't explain now, but can't you somehow manage so that you can shield me from them? So I won't have to answer their questions?
Maybe, but I'll have to know what it's all about.
I haven't lived a good life. I've been bad. Worse than you could know. But I'm not all bad. Look at me, Mr. Spade. You know I'm not all bad, don't you? Then can't you trust me a little? I've got nobody to help me if you won't help me. I know I've no right to ask you to trust me if I won't trust you. But I can't tell you. I don't mean I don't trust you, but I trusted Floyd, and I've nobody else, Mr. Spade. If I hadn't believed you could save me, I would have run away instead of sending for you. If I thought anyone else could save me, would I be down on my knees like this? Be generous, Mr. Spade. Don't ask me to be fair. I've no right to ask you to help me blindly, but I do. You can help me. Help me.
You won't need much of anybody's help. You're good. You're very good. It's chiefly your eyes, I think, and the throb you get into your voice when you say things like, "Be generous, Mr. Spade."
I deserve that. I deserve it, but... oh, I did want your help so much. And the lie was in the way I said it. Not at all in what I said. It's my own fault if you can't believe me now.
Now you're dangerous.
Then you won't help me.
What happened last night?
Floyd came to my hotel at 9 o'clock, and we went out for a walk. I suggested that so Mr. Archer could see him. We stopped at a restaurant in Geary Street, I think it was, for supper and to dance, and came back to the hotel at about 12:30. Floyd left me at the door, and I stood inside and watched Mr. Archer follow him down the street on the other side.
Do you know what they'd be doing in the neighborhood of Bush and Stockton, where Archer was shot?
Isn't that where Floyd lived?
No, it was nearly a dozen blocks out of his way. What did you do after they'd gone?
I went to bed. And this morning, when I went out to breakfast, I saw the headlines in the papers. I hired an automobile and went back to the hotel for my luggage. After I found my room had been searched yesterday, I knew I would have to move. And I had found a place yesterday afternoon, so I came up here. And then I telephoned your office.
Your room at the St. Mark was searched?
Yes, while I was at your office. I didn't mean to tell you that.
That means I'm not supposed to question you about it.
I'm afraid so.
I've got nothing against trusting you blindly, except that I won't be able to do you much good if I haven't got some idea of what this is all about. For instance, I've got to have some sort of line on your Floyd Thursby.
I met him in the Orient. We came here from Hong Kong last week. He had promised to help me. He took advantage of my helplessness and dependence on him to betray me.
Betray you? How? Why did you want him shadowed?
I wanted to find out where he was staying. Wanted to find out what he was doing, whom he was meeting, things like that.
Did he kill Archer?
Yes, certainly.
He had a Luger in his shoulder holster. Archer wasn't shot with a Luger.
He had a revolver in his overcoat pocket.
You saw it?
Oh, I've seen it often. I didn't see it last night, but I know he never wears an overcoat without it.
Why all the guns?
Well, he lived by them. There was a story in Hong Kong that he had come out there to the Orient as bodyguard to a gambler who had to leave the States, and that the gambler had since disappeared. I don't know. I do know that he always went heavily armed, and that he never went to sleep without covering the floor around his bed with crumpled newspaper so nobody could come silently into his room.
You picked a nice sort of playmate. How bad a hole are you actually in?
As bad as could be.
Physical danger.
I'm not heroic, Mr. Spade. I don't think there's anything worse than death.
Then it's that.
It's that as soon as I'm sitting here, unless you help me.
I'm not God. I can't work miracles out of thin air. Who killed Thursby?
I don't know.
How is he supposed to be helping you? Why did you bring him here from Hong Kong? Ah, this is hopeless. I can't do anything for you. I don't know what you want. I don't even know if you know what you want. It's no use.
You won't go to the police.
Go to them. They've been running me ragged since 4 o'clock this morning. I've made myself God knows how much trouble standing them off. For what? For some crazy notion that I could help you. Well, I'll tell them what I know, and you'll have to take your chances.
It is hopeless and useless, I suppose. I'll have to take my chances.
How much money have you got?
I've got about $500 left.
Give it to me. There's only 400 here.
I have to keep some to live on.
Can't you get any more?
No.
You must have something you can raise money on.
I've got some rings, a little jewelry.
You'll have to hawk them. The Remedio's the best place, Mission and Fifth.
Then here's the rest. It's all I have.
Thanks. I'm going out to see what I can do for you. I'll be back as soon as I can with the best news I can manage. I'll ring 4 times, long, short, long, short. You needn't go to the door with me. I can let myself out.
I've got Mr. Wise on the line for you, Sam.
Thank you, sweetheart. Sid.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to tell a coroner to go to hell. Can I hide behind the sanctity of my client's secrets and whatnot? Uh-huh. Good. I'll let you have the details. Dundee's getting snotty, and maybe it is a little thick this time.
There's a man wants to see you. Here's his card.
Joel Cairo. Sheepra.
This guy is queer.
Oh, in with it then, darling.
Okay. Mr. Cairo?
Thank you.
Sit down, Mr. Cairo.
Thank you.
What can I do for you, Mr. Cairo?
May a stranger offer condolences for your partner's unfortunate death.
Thanks.
May I ask, Mr. Spade, if there was, as the newspapers inferred, a certain relationship between that unfortunate happening and the death a little later of the man Thursby? I beg your pardon, Mr. Spade. More than idle curiosity made me ask that. I am trying to recover an ornament that has been, shall we say, mislaid. I thought and hoped that you could assist me.
Uh-huh.
The ornament is a statuette, the black figure of a bird. I am prepared to pay, on behalf of the figure's rightful owner, the sum of $5,000 for its recovery.
$5,000 is a lot of money. Come in.
Is there anything else?
No, good night. Lock the door when you go out, will you?
Sure. Good night.
Good night.
You will please clasp your hands together at the back of your neck. I intend to search your offices, Mr. Spade. I warn you that if you attempt to prevent me, I shall certainly shoot you.
Go ahead.
I shall first have to make sure that you are not armed.
As you wish. You still got a lot to learn. Let's see what you got on you. Wallet containing $300 and £5. Greek passport. A page of Hotel Belvedere writing paper with my name and apartment address.
Oh.
You feeling better?
Oh, I could have shot you, Mr. Spade.
You could have tried.
I did not try.
I know.
Then why did you strike me after I was disarmed?
Sorry, but imagine my embarrassment when I found that $5,000 offer was just hooey.
You are mistaken, Mr. Spade. That was and is a genuine offer.
What the hell?
I am prepared to pay $5,000 for the figure's return. You have it?
No.
Well, if it is not here, why should you have risked serious injury to prevent my searching for it?
I should sit around and let people come in and stick me up? You got my apartment address. You been there yet?
Yes, Mr. Spade. I am ready to spend $5,000 for the figure's return. But surely it is natural that I should try first to spare the owner that expense if possible.
Who is he?
You will have to forgive me for not answering that question.
Will I?
If you wish some expression of my sincerity, I could offer a retainer. Would that serve?
It might.
You will take, say, $100?
I'll take $200. Here's your wallet back.
Oh.
Your first guess was that I had the bird. There's nothing in that. What's your second?
That you know where it is. Or if not exactly that, you know it is where you can get it.
What sort of proof can you give me that your man is the owner?
Very little, unfortunately. But nobody else can give you any authentic evidence of ownership at all.
It might be better all around if we put our cards on the table.
I do not think it would be better.
Right. So you're not hiring me to do any murders or burglaries for you, but simply to get the blackbird, if possible, in an honest and lawful way.
If possible. And in any event, with discretion. I confidently expect the greatest mutual benefit from our association, Mr. Spade. May I have my pistol?
Sure, I'd forgotten it here.
You will please keep your hands on the top of the desk. I intend to search your offices.
I'll be damned. All right, go ahead. I won't stop you.
Do you bring me good news? Let me take your coat.
We won't have to make anything public that hasn't already been made public.
The police won't have to know about me?
No.
However did you manage it?
Most things in San Francisco can be bought or taken.
And you won't get into trouble. Oh, do sit down.
I don't mind a reasonable amount of trouble.